Louvre Museum, Paris, 10:46 p.m. Renowned curator Jacques Sunier staggered through the vaulted archway of the museum's grand gallery. He lunged for the nearest painting he could see, a Caravaggio. Grabbing the gilded frame, the 76-year-old man heaved the masterpiece toward himself until it tore from the wall and Sunier collapsed backwards in a heap beneath the canvas. As he had anticipated, a thundering iron gate fell nearby, barricading the entrance to the suite. The parquet floor shook. Far off, an alarm began to ring. The curator lay a moment, gasping for breath, taking stock.
"I am still alive."
He crawled out from under the canvas and scanned the cavernous space, looking for some place to hide. A voice spoke, chillingly close.
"Do not move."
On his hands and knees, the curator froze, turning his head slowly. Only 15 feet away, outside the sealed gate, the mountainous silhouette of his attacker stared through the iron bars. He was broad and tall, with ghost-pale skin and thinning white hair. His irises were pink, with dark red pupils. The albino drew a pistol from his coat and aimed the barrel through the bars, directly at the curator.
"You should not have run."
His accent was not easy to place.
"Now tell me, where is it?"
"I told you already,"
the curator stammered, kneeling defenseless on the floor of the gallery.
"I have no idea what you are talking about."
"You are lying."
The man stared at him, perfectly immobile except for the glint of his ghostly eyes.
"You and your brethren possess something that is not yours."
The curator felt a surge of adrenaline.
"How could he possibly know this?"
"Tonight, the rightful guardians will be restored. Tell me, where is it hidden, and you will live."
The man leveled his gun at the curator's head.
"Is it a secret you will die for?"
Sonier could not breathe. The man tilted his head, peering down at the barrel of his gun. Sonier held his hands up in defense.
"Wait,"
he said slowly.
"I will tell you what you need to know."
The curator spoke his next words carefully. The lie he told was one that he had rehearsed many times, each time praying he would never have to use it. When the curator had finished speaking, his assailant smiled smugly.
"Yes, this is exactly what the others had told me."
Sonia recoiled.
"The others?"
"I found them too,"
the huge man taunted.
"All three of them. They confirmed what you have just said. It cannot be."
The curator's true identity, along with the identities of his three seneschaux, was almost as sacred as the ancient secret they protected. Sonier now realized his seneschaux, following strict procedure, had told the same lie before their own deaths. It was part of a protocol. The attacker aimed his gun again.
"When you are gone, I will be the only one who knows the truth."
"The truth?"
In an instant, the curator grasped the true horror of the situation.
"If I die, the truth will be lost forever."
Instinctively, he tried to scramble for cover. The gun roared, and the curator felt a searing heat as the bullet lodged in his stomach. He fell forward, struggling against the pain. Slowly, Sonia rolled over and stared back through the iron bars at his attacker. The man was now taking dead aim at Sonier's head.